All right, next up we've got Neutron Flow, aka Tim Hinkle, doing Dylan Thomas by the Better Oblivion Community Center for Glennie.
It was quiet early one morning, hit me without warning, I went to hear the general's speak. I was standing for the anthem, banners all around him, confetti made it hard to see. Put my footsteps on the pavement, starved for entertainment, for seasons a revolving door. So sick of being honest, I'll die like Dylan Thomas. A seizure on the barroom floor. I'm getting greedy with this private hell. I'll go it alone, but that's just as well. These cats are scared and feral. The flag comes on the lapel.
And this song is from their self-titled debut album, released in 2019, so another very new song. The original is a sort of poppy, jangly number with clever lyrics, some great-sounding distorted guitar, and it has both male and female vocalists. And I really like Tim Hinkle's cover. Like, he keeps the jangly sort of psych guitar, and I know that that is Tim's style. And I was really blown away when, like, I was listening to the song, and I'm like, yeah, this is a lot like the, this is a cover, I get it. This is a lot like the one I listened to previously. And then Rush's Spirit of Radio kind of comes in as a counter melody, and I'm like, whoa! I'm like totally taken off guard when that happened. And it totally works, like he blended it seamlessly into the song, and I thought that was great. Tim's voice is rich and deep as usual, but there's also a higher voice in the song, and I'm pretty sure that's a female collaborator that he's working with. I'm not entirely sure, I just don't think Tim can sing that high, can he? So I think he may have worked with somebody else on that, and that totally works in this song.
I would be surprised if that other voice was Tim Hinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering as well. Now, that is him singing the Rush song, though, right? I'm pretty sure that he's singing the Rush song, the counter melody, but in sort of a higher register.
Yeah.
Then he sings the other one. But then, yes, I was wondering if during the sort of the chorus of the other song, there was yet another voice. I do have to say, I like his voice singing the Rush better than I like it singing the other part. I should back up. I shouldn't start with the criticism. I really enjoyed this song. I thought it was great. I thought his take on it, he transformed it from this jangly indie pop thing into a more kind of harder rocking. There's some great crunchy guitars. And it's a great song, a great discovery. It's Better Oblivion Community Center is a super group made up of two indie musicians who I know by reputation, but actually don't know any of their music. And that's Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes and Phoebe Bridgers. So those are two people who I know are very talented. And I guess we'll have to check them out now because I know that they produced at least one good song when they were working together. But he did a great job. I don't know what his inspiration for including the Rush song as well. Probably he just noticed that the chord progressions matched, and probably he was like, oh, I bet Glennie is gonna flip out when he hears this. And yeah, I think he did. I think he mentioned in the comments how delighted he was to hear that counter melody. Yes, as for the voice thing, just I really like Tim Hinkle. I like his stuff. He's got a good voice. I was surprised that the higher register voice, like, that seemed very comfortable in his range. Like, he was not straining. It was a very different sound, but it was just like, oh, this is a different voice that you have. And just for me personally, I don't know, I liked it better. For me, when it comes to low-voiced male singers, there are two kinds of low-voiced male singers. There is Stan Rogers, and there is everybody who wishes they were Stan Rogers.
I'm having deja vu. Didn't we have this conversation before?
No, we've never talked about Stan Rogers before. But there is another low voice. There is another low voice, which is, of course, Leonard Cohen.
I said low-voiced singers, Ryan.
Okay,
singers.
Fair enough.
Well, there's Johnny Stan Cash, Rogers. I mean.
He's fine. Anyway, there's also Thomas Questoff, who is a classical singer who has this really beautiful, rich, buttery voice that you should check out. But anyway, Tim Hinkle is great. And I don't want to sound like I'm just crapping on his head, even though it sounds like I'm just crapping on his head, because I do enjoy his voice. But it was like, oh, this is something different and cool. And maybe you should think about doing this more often. I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze Tim Hinkle, but when I was in college singing in college choirs, most of the basses in college choirs were very invested in being basses as part of their identity in a way that was a little bit weird. And I'm not going to pretend to project that onto Tim Hinkle, but I will just say, consider singing in that higher register more. And also, great job on this song. I really enjoyed it.
If that's him singing, I'm not totally convinced.
You don't think The Rush, Spirit of the Radio, you don't think that's him?
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know if it's him or not. For some reason, I was thinking maybe not, because there's also more counter melody going on both before and after it. And I don't know what that counter melody was, because I don't think it's in the original song. So I think he's quoting something else, but I couldn't pick it out. And I like picked out some individual parts of lyrics. Like, I think at one point they say, don't seem to know or something like that. So I was looking for lyrics that included that. I couldn't figure it out. So I don't know quite what else is going on in the song. And that's something that hopefully we can get him to put something in the boards, and hopefully I'll check the boards at some point.
Yeah, you guys should get him onto the podcast so that he can explain what's going on here, and two, he can respond to all the abuse that I have heaped upon him.
Yeah. Neutron Flow, PM us and come on the podcast and
talk shit about Micah.
Yeah, we'll give you his phone number and his home address. No, kidding. Okay, now the other thing that I want to bring up about this song is, you know, we're not reviewing the originals, but I gotta mention, the original verse sounds a lot like After the Gold Rush by Neil Young, like distractingly a lot like After the Gold Rush by Neil Young, like maybe the exact same melody. I mean, it's not Tim Hinkle's problem. It's not Neutron Flow's problem, of course, but I'm just kind of stunned that isn't out front in our conversations about this song.
So you're talking about the like da 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 da. That's After the Gold Rush, right? That's, well, I dream I saw the silver spaceship flying in the yellow haze of the sun. That's the melody that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think the verses are the same melody.
Yeah. It's like, it's just walking down three notes and then back up three notes. This is the same conversation as the Cars song, where everybody was like, you're ripping off that Cars song. And I was like, what the hell, people? It's like, ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum. And everyone's like, you plagiarized. So that's what's going on here, too. Sorry.
I'm just saying, listen to him back to back.
Aren't you glad, Mike? Aren't you glad that you tested the levels for my animated voice?
So I am glad. Yeah, I'm also glad of the really good job that Skype does in compressing you. So,
yeah, I'm just saying, listen to him back to back.
I will not be compressed.
All right. Just saying, listen to those songs back to back.
James Owens, I'm so sorry.
I know the feeling when you hear something and then you notice the similarity and then you can't unhear it. Like, that's fine. That's a thing.
But I mean, it's not just that. It also resolves this. Okay, we've had this same discussion. Okay, done. All right. Anyhow, but I'm always happy to hear Tim Hinkle, and this is no exception. This is done really well, and it's a great take on the song, and the counter melody stuff that's going on in the background before and after the Spirit of Radio. Interesting. I wish I knew what it was. Of course, also the Spirit of Radio is a great little quote there. The Spirit of Radio by Rush was my favorite song from age like 14 to 18 or something like that. A real important time in somebody's musical development. And I just loved that song. I'd listen to it over and over and over again. But I will say, not as criticism, but as observation, that the rhythm guitar somehow seems separate from the song. Like something about the tone makes it seem like it's not incorporated very well. And that might just be me, though. Otherwise, you know, great recording and a great rendition of the song, regardless. That very, very minor observation that I had about the rhythm guitar did not subtract from the song for me. I just like this a whole lot.